You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
So providence called her last friend, herring the charming ocean, patient enough for every problem, silent enough to drown so many good friends.
Alright, alright, welcome. Welcome to Transatlantic Express. On the House of Prog, also on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. My name is DJ Ian. And today we are featuring no less than three albums from the mid-70s. And we're starting off with PFM's classic Chocolate Kings from 1975. You heard the first track, From Under. And we will be playing the whole album. And then later we've got George Benson's final offering on CTI, which came out after he was signed to Warner. And a track, an album called Space, which is mainly a live thing recorded at Carnegie Hall. And then some classic British rock from 1976 and Wishbone Ash, New England. So doing things a little bit different tonight. We are, pre-recording the show because I have some family business to deal with on Friday. So this is actually Thursday night for me. But it'll be 12 o'clock on Friday for House of Prog. 10 o'clock on CJSF 90.1 FM, which I'm glad to see they've got the FM transmitter back up and running. That's cool. Or it might be Thursday morning, 7 o'clock. Either way, welcome to the show. We've got lots of great music for you. All recorded from vinyl. And that's one of my favourite things to do, is I like to rip my vinyl. It's not rude. But I randomly just go into my vinyl collection and pull out three albums. And off we go. All right, next up. From PFM, classic Italian prog rock from mid-70s. From the album Chocolate Kings on Asylum Records. This is a track called Harlequin. You are listening to DJ Ian on thehouseofprog.com and on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University.
Harlequin came at night, to the ghosts of Freedom Square, stretching a silver rope, gesture of frozen mass. And every one of us, junkies and ghosts of Freedom Square, broke through his waving hands, wept at his brighter face, whispered through painted lips, rusty phrases forgotten names. Thank you.
You're listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM.
To heal our battle wounds, with photographs of Big Fat Mama, the chocolate kids arrived to feed us full of good intentions and fat nuts with pride. Stars and candy bars, surely temple dipped our dimples in paper.
Winding up side one of
Chocolate King's the title track from PFM. This is their, I think, their fourth album, but it's their first album in English. And so it was recorded in Milan, and as the band was, I think, from there. I will try and say Premiata Formere Marconi, the last part. Yeah, oh, okay, it's the sixth album, pardon me, released in 1975, and it is, Manticore, there you go, Asylum in the USA, recorded October 75, and yeah, so producer was Claudio Fabi. It was preceded by the A World Became the World in 1974 and Jet Lag in 77. And, yeah, so it's the first English outing on the lead vocals, and included Bernardo Lanzetti, a former of Aquafragile, on lead vocals. And the band, they wrote their lyrics originally in English. And so, yeah. So the band, of course, featured Bernardo Lanzetti on vocals, Franco Mosida on guitar and vocals, Flavio Pieranoli on keyboards, Mario Paganini on flute, Patrick Divas on bass, and Franz Di Cocchio drums. I hope my Italian pronunciation is absolutely terrible. Yeah, it's a great album. I think I've got three albums of theirs on vinyl. And yeah, so there was a different album cover for each one, for the American version, North American version, I should say. Anyway, let's continue. You heard Chocolate King's Harley Quinn and starting the show off from under. You are listening to DJ Ian on the House of Prog and on CJSF Radio. This next track is side one track. Sorry, side two track one. And it's something, there's only two tracks on this side of the album. This one is called Out of the Roundabout. You are listening to DJ Ian on Transatlantic Express.
In cellophane, got a fitting tan to offer to the rain. Who's a referee when winter plays the ball? Running out of time to celebrate the fall. Out of the roundabout, out of the roundabout.
Climbing beneath green oxfords over gates of trucking and traveling, still missing the rhythm of changes that used to make me feel alright. Yeah.